WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump and India's Prime Minister Modi holding a joint press conference following a closed-door talk that centered on trade. The president praising the partnership, he says, between India and the U.S.
We have great unity. We have great friendship. He and I and our countries. And I think it's only going to get closer. But it's very important that we remain united as countries.
U.S. trade partners will face matching tariffs on duties imposed on U.S. goods. President Trump signing the reciprocal tariff executive order today, setting the stage for a potential trade war. In Munich, Germany, police say 30 people have been injured after a driver slammed into a group of demonstrators today at a trade union rally. Authorities say the man arrested is an Afghan seeking asylum. Federal authorities say they thwarted a potential school shooting threat. The FBI office in Indianapolis say the target was Mooresville High School, saying the 18-year-old suspect was planning a Valentine's Day-style attack. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Harry Dunn, author, activist, and former U.S. Capitol Police officer, has called out legislators, candidates, and leaders who do not condemn the over 1,500 pardons issued for the January 6th insurrectionists by President Donald Trump.
Listen, anytime I get the opportunity to push back against individuals that are downplaying, whitewashing, diminishing, flat-out lying, or trying to erase what happened that day, what me and my coworkers went through, that fails to condemn these pardons. That should be easy. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong.
Dunn was in Green Bay Wednesday speaking at the Greater Green Bay Labor Council and encouraging people to get involved in democracy locally. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has denied a request to recuse herself from the case challenging the constitutionality of Act 10. Justice Protasiewicz had previously expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional while she was campaigning for the seat back in 2023. However, she says she can act impartially in this case. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn did recuse himself from the case after helping former Governor Scott Walker write the law. A Dane County ruling found that Act 10 violated equal protection guarantees for public employees. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court has declined to hear the case about the anti-union law. For now, the court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to teachers and nurses and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court before it's considered by the State Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo. That was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring, but the offense that we had out would be rough. But we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, continuing into Saturday afternoon. Accumulations of 4 to 7 inches, winter weather advisories in effect. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size landspeeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just gave him a little beep and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention so he can see that I'm giving him the finger too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey. Yeah, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing tonight, Wisconsin? Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Conrad, what is Thursday night again?
It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays.
How right you are.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody. Great to have you here on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide over our beautiful cold state tonight from beautiful downtown Green Bay. And the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, are open. You are welcome to share anything you'd like with us throughout the course of the show. Always more fun when you guys participate in the tomfoolery that we have going here every night from 6 to 8. So we have a good show tonight. It's great that you're here. We have a great show tonight and tomorrow night. We sort of have packed the show with nothing but fun. And you know what? What are we doing here? That's what we're here for, right? We're trying to get you to escape your day, have some fun showbiz talk, some entertainment talk, and ease into the rest of the night here on the Christmas Eve of weekdays. Tonight, folks, it is our popcorn pick of the week. It's Thursday. That means we do that every week. And tonight, making the popcorn pick of the week, giving his pick, is none other than Main Street's host, John McGivern. He will be here at 6:35. John is a public television rock star. I want to say his last show was the most watched PBS show, I think, ever. And it was only on in like 3 or 4 states. That's how many people found this show and love it. And now he's branching off into even more states with his new show, Main Streets. And we will talk with John a little bit about that as well after he gives us his popcorn pick of the week. We'll talk about the launching of season 4 of Main Streets. Very excited to talk to John about that. I had the opportunity to be a guest on his previous show, which was called Around the Corner, when they came to Marinette. And that was a lot of fun welcoming John into my house. And he made fun of me, and I gave it right back to him, and he was okay with that. We had an instant friendship. John's great. And then at 7:20, all the way from down the street here in Green Bay, Nick Watier will be here talking about a really fun event at next month's Green Bay Film Festival. They're having an event to honor, I think it's the 50th anniversary of the film The Giant Spider Invasion, and Bill Rabane will be there as well. Here at the, I think it's the Tarleton, if I'm not mistaken. That's where they do their venues for the Green Bay Film Festival. So Nick's been on the show before. He's always fun to talk about. The Green Bay Film Festival is a really, really cool festival. And I love the way they do it. They don't do it all at once like many film festivals where it's just 1 week of craziness. That's fun too. But they space it out. They do like one event a month and it works for them. So good for him. Nick will be here. We'll talk to Nick about what they have coming up. It'll be great fun as always. Conrad, how you doing tonight, buddy?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm a little tired. I was on Mino and the Mayor this morning. Well, I wasn't on it. I was behind the scenes in Green Bay while they were having fun in Oshkosh.
That is a much less salacious way to say that than you were on Mino and the Mayor.
Yes.
So you were here They were in Oshkosh?
Yeah, I'm just here sending out the signal so everyone can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get yourself a big old coffee maybe and just kind of kick back?
I had a little too much caffeine, I think, this morning. I was off the walls.
And it was just you here?
And then I hit a crash.
Oh, no.
Around midday. I took a great nap.
Are you close enough where you can go home to take a nap?
So I was here until around 9, and then I go right just a block down to the Y down there.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I work out. So I went there, and then after that, I was like, it's nap time. Went home.
There you go. All right. It's nice that you live close enough like that.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's only about 13 minutes.
It's only about 13 minutes.
It's about
13 minutes, 19 seconds or so, give or take.
I don't know the exact time, but, you know, it's around there.
Depending on if I hit the lights. It took me an hour and 40 minutes to drive home last night in that slop.
Oh, that was... So, I got those all-season tires, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy who I got them from in Appleton was like, these are going to be great in winter. They're going to do everything you need. I was sliding... Every single time. I didn't even barely touch the gas. My wheels just kept spinning.
Really? In town?
Yep. In town, yep.
We had a convoy of about, and I talked about this last night in the air on my way down, how I got stuck behind a snowplow because they take up like a lane and a half.
Yeah.
And last night there was like 5 cars and I'm like, all right, this is Oconee County. When we hit Marinette County, it'll probably turn, but nobody wanted to pass them. It was like, we were all doing like 30 miles an hour. It was maddening.
On the highway?
On the highway. Oof. On 41, yeah. Pardon me. So there you go. But much better tonight, and they got the roads cleared, and it's fantastic. So now we just sit back and wait for even more snow this weekend. Should be fun.
Can't wait.
Yeah, speaking of Groundhog Day. So I saw this. This cracked me up. You know what? Let's do our question first. Let's get this out of the way, because tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, is a very romantic night. One of the most romantic nights of our year. Would you agree with that, Conrad? I don't think I'm going out on a limb here.
It's very romantic.
Yeah. It's no sweetest day, but it is Valentine's Day, and it's happening tomorrow night. And that leads us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What are your Valentine's Day plans? Now, I want to sort of set this up a little more. If you don't have a special girl or a special guy, that's fine. It's still a day you should kind of lose yourself in you, though. Like, what are you going to do? It's Valentine's Day. Treat yourself. Order some good food. Buy yourself some flowers. If you're alone, that's fine, too. If you're a couple with someone, you can tell us what your plans are. I want to know what everybody's Valentine's Day plans are. And I don't think it's any coincidence that today is National Condom Day, right before Valentine's Day. So go out and pick up a boatload just in case. You never know.
Not just national. It's international.
Oh, is it international?
It's International Condom Day.
Oh, no. Oh, I kind of messed that up, didn't I?
So everywhere.
I don't want to give people the wrong...
Everywhere celebrates condoms today.
Yeah. So if you're listening in Sri Lanka right now, get out there, get yourself some condoms. It's let's celebrate this all over the place. But it is Valentine's Day. So tell us your plans. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm married and my wife tolerates me, but I still will probably go home tomorrow night after the show, kick my feet up and watch a movie or some color television, maybe make some popcorn, something like that. And then we'll probably celebrate on the weekends. But I don't have huge plans tomorrow night. But what are your plans? Let us know on the stream too, or the app. If you've got the app, it's very easy to use. Just click on the little text icon next to whatever station you're listening to and let us know your Valentine's Day plans. Conrad, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to produce Nightly with Peach Wobble from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. Very romantic.
Do you see what other day it is today? It is World Radio Day.
Oh, yeah. And that's significant because...
Well, we're on the radio.
You know what I'm going to do just to celebrate tomorrow? This might be too much information, folks. I'm going to wear a condom throughout tomorrow night's show just to celebrate both days, because I feel like radio, condoms, they kind of go hand in hand. It's also Get a Different Name Day. I'm not going to do that. I like my name.
There's not a name you ever wanted?
Not that I'm not embarrassed about now, like when I was a kid, you know.
When I was younger, I thought my name sucked. So I was like, why couldn't you name me like Brent or something?
Brent. There you go. That's a dude's name. No, I will At this point, I'm keeping my name. There's no point in changing it, but I will be. I'll be wearing a condom tomorrow night throughout the show.
That's like Glenn Morshower, what he does. You know, that's your way of, you know, keeping the focus off the radio.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'll be wearing a condom, so I won't be focused too much. Or as Glenn said last night, I know something you don't. That's what he would do in the meetings, why he puts syrup in his shoes or a piece of bologna in his underpants. So that was a lot of information, and I feel like I feel like I have a bond now with Glenn that I did not have before last night's show. I had a great text exchange today with Glenn, though. Very good guy, and he was a really fun guest to have. So we'll definitely... In fact, he said in his text today, he said, you know, while I was making funny faces last night on the radio, I could have been talking about a new movie I have coming out that's the best work I've ever done. So I love that he forgot about that and lost himself in the show. But we'll have Glenn back on to talk about his new movie coming out soon. So this cracked me up. This, and just in time for Valentine's Day, folks, I think this is just terrible news. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are most likely splitting up. And, I mean, you know, the divorce rate is very high, but I feel like if they can't make it work, who can?
Is it something to do with what she wore at the Grammys?
Well, maybe she finally had enough.
Well, have you seen all of his tweets?
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I mean, he's...
And Elon Musk just lets all those tweets just go.
Yeah.
It's some of the,
he's got a very nice platform there on Twitter.
I've seen it's crazy.
It's awful, and you know it's funny because it's Twitter. It's a privately held company. He could do whatever he wants, but people there are so wrapped up in free speech. It's like you don't really have free speech when it comes to a private company. They have their own expectations, but Elon Musk, he really has none. Except as long as you say crazy stuff, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
or give the Nazi salute. Yeah, that hit home, though. I thought, if Kanye and Bianca can't make a go of it, who can? Maybe we're just not supposed to be together for our entire lives. I mean, I thought they had something special. I was wrong. She has something special that we've all seen. But Kanye's crazy. I mean, what? Apparently now there are lip readers, and they say he was... People could see him saying, drop the coat now. And I mean, it's so weird. She really did look like she was in a hostage situation.
She did. Yes, she did.
And he apparently, I don't want to make light of it. I think he probably struggles with mental illness. Obviously, I think that's been made public. But at some point, yeah, you got to call quits on that marriage.
Do you think he's going to get someone else who looks like, even more like Kim Kardashian next?
You know what? Maybe he can get Kim Kardashian next. Did you see she came out, Kim Kardashian... Her cluelessness is just incredible to me. She said on the Kardashians the other night, and I just read about this, she said she couldn't believe she got booed at the Tom Brady roast. She's like, they booed me. I'm like, do you watch your show?
I don't think she watches it back. You know?
She's booable.
Yeah.
Like, epic proportions. She said she'd never do a roast again. Because they're not good for the soul. And she never imagined she would get booed. And then they edited him out. Like, how fragile are you? Don't get me started. Too late. All right. I don't care, though. You know what? I'm happy because John McGivern is here at 6:35 to do the popcorn pick. Tomorrow night's Valentine's Day. It's a wonderful couple days at Nightlight here, folks. And I am so glad you're here with me tonight. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't you forget.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I get so lost sometimes.
Peter Gabriel's birthday today. That's one of my all-time favorite songs, Love in Your Eyes. Happy birthday to Peter Gabriel. I don't even remember. I think he was like 76. Did it say? Oh, we don't have it on the sheet. All right.
So he turned 76 or?
I don't know. I'm trying to. He's still putting out new music though.
Oh, yeah, well, that's cool. Yeah.
Guy's a gamer.
75.
He's got to be older than that.
It says February 13th, 1950.
I see that, but yeah, that surprises me. Okay. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's good to have him in the world. He makes beautiful music. And happy birthday, Peter Gabriel. So this Kanye stuff, it's like the world is falling apart, folks. Kanye West and Bianca are getting divorced, it looks like. And the announcement comes right before Valentine's Day on National Condom Day. A conspiracy theorist might look at this and connect the dots. And I'm sure they are right now. I'm sure there'll be some new thing we hear that all the lunatics will be buying into. Did you see this picture of Zoe Saldana and her three boys? I put it on the show sheet. If you could put that on the stream, Conrad, I just think it's hilarious. She has three sons, all within like 4 years of each other. They're like from 6 to 10. In ages, and they all look exactly like her, which is crazy. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I don't know if that's good though for three young boys to look exactly like their mother, and they have long hair like her too, which is insane. So that kind of cracked me up. I don't know that I would feel bad if my kids looked exactly like me. I would want them to aim higher when it comes to their looks. But I realize they have no control over it, really. And then did you see this Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce thing? Chiefs fans are really upset. Apparently, they went out to eat with Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, a double date, like 48 hours before the Super Bowl, and Chiefs fans got wind of it, and they are not happy. They're saying the two perennial All-Pros did not take the game seriously. And they shouldn't have been out having cheeseburgers 48 hours before the Super Bowl on a double date. What is the matter with people?
You know, honestly, I didn't hear anything about that, but it didn't look like they took the game serious. But
because of that?
No, not because of that.
They played like crap, yeah, but yeah. A lot of that could have to do with the Eagles. And yeah, it's just hilarious to me. Like, they're truly blaming this double date. Like, they've got to eat. Do you not think people eat within 72 hours of the Super Bowl? There we go. All right. If you're watching on the stream, folks, we've got Zoe Saldana up and the picture of her three sons who look exactly like Zoe Saldana. They look like they could be in the Lioness program.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to judge, but I want, if your three sons look exactly like you, a beautiful woman, maybe you just, at least in the formative years, cut their hair. Do something to differentiate them physically from their mother. But you know what? They're Hollywood kids. They don't care. They're not on the playground here in Green Bay or in Milwaukee hanging out. They probably go to some rich school. You know, where you get away with stuff like that. You probably have names like Will Smith named his kids. What are his kids? Or Nick Cannon's kids? Nick, like they have names like that. Or Elon Musk's kids.
I can't remember those. Those were too outrageous.
They're completely outrageous. They make no sense on any level. We also, folks, I obtained some information, an audio tape of the Philadelphia City Council planning the Super Bowl parade in Philadelphia. And we're going to be premiering that on Nightlight. Maybe tomorrow, possibly Monday, we'll have that. It's a meeting. It's pandemonium. Trying to do their best to juggle Philly sports fans and keep them, you know, just kind of keep a harness on them, so to speak, because they're pretty crazy. The amount of puking and public urinating and fighting. Like, why would you ever go to a sports parade in Philadelphia? And if you do, you should expect one of those things to happen to you. Someone's going to pee on you. You're going to go home with vomit on your clothes.
You might get your hat taken off from your head.
You might get your hat taken. You might have a fan in your face because you don't like their sports team. But you might just get randomly sucker punched. It sounds like a miserable experience.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but we've got some audio, and we'll be. I've got my top secret source delivering it to us as we speak. So it will either be here tomorrow or Monday. Oh man, it's tough. You know, you put yourself out there because you want to break a big story. We will be debuting that on Nightlight in the very near future. You won't want to miss that. All right, our question tonight is, what are your Valentine's Day plans? Valentine's Day is tomorrow night. Whether you have a special someone or not, make it a great day. How are you going to celebrate? That's our question tonight. What are your Valentine's Day plans? And as I mentioned, today is also International Condom Day. So, I don't want to get too personal here, Conrad, but are you like one of those guys that keeps a condom on hand just in case?
No.
You got to like run to the gas station and break up that moment?
If you're saying, like, I don't keep it in my wallet. Like, yeah. But I don't do that.
Okay. But in your nightstand, I would imagine you have a healthy supply.
I think we're getting too personal here, Pete. It's not my nightstand.
You know, I can. I just want everybody listening to know, I don't ever expect Conrad to answer honestly. I wouldn't. So
I keep them in like a piggy bank.
A piggy bank. Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
and every time I get one, I just throw it in there, you know? So I just keep saving.
I'll take ways to make sex even weirder, Alex, for $500. Susan from McFarland says, since it's National Condom Day, maybe the President of the United States, or should I say Eli, and the Musk condoms today all over the world, and Air Force One. You know what, Susan? Nothing would surprise me. You might be onto something there. Terry from Wausau says, I quit smoking recently, and I have to give my wife credit helping me to quit. You see, I always enjoyed a cigarette after we had sex. Then he says, fix this joke. I have nothing to add to that, Terry. So maybe, all right, you don't smoke anymore. After sex with the wife, have a nice milkshake. Get yourself a hot chocolate, maybe some lamb chops. I don't know. And then Brian in Green Bay says, VD plan, washing my Mino and the Mayor mug. That sounds like fun. All right, folks. John McGivern's coming up next to make the popcorn pick of the week.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state visiting Head Start childcare providers. Melissa Kay has the story.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully, child care accounts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy.
Evers is announcing his 2025-27 executive budget next week. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothy Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon, continuing into Saturday afternoon. Accumulations of 4 to 7 inches, winter weather advisories in effect. Currently, it's 10 above.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Ready to turn your home into a revenue powerhouse? Simple Life Hospitality makes it easy to rent your home and provides expert, locally managed care, backed by over 50 years of experience. All guests are fully vetted for your peace of mind, so don't miss out. Partner with Simple Life Hospitality today. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event. That's SimpleLifeRentals.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, for the person behind you, give a compliment. Random acts of kindness on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Why doing good for others is good for you, too.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, It is Thursday night. It is 6:35. And you know what that means. Conrad, you know what that means? All right, before I introduce our next guest.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
There we go. I couldn't launch into the Popcorn Pick of the Week until I heard the whole schmear, the whole production. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this Thursday, the Christmas Eve of weekdays. And it's a Popcorn Pick of the Week. And it's even more special because my old pal... My old acquaintance? No, he's a pal. John McGivern is here joining us now on Nightlight for the second time. John, how are you?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. Great to have you, buddy.
Good to see you.
You as well. This is really fun because, you know, like I said, I don't know you well, but every time I've been around you, you just kind of, you have this great energy, and I knew that you would be perfect for this because I assume you love movies. And a good movie snack to go with it. So I thought this was a perfect segment to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Things are good. It's a really quiet time for me. So okay. I don't mean today. I mean this time of year. So I'm up for like, I got the email. It's like, sure, I'll come on today, tomorrow, whenever you need me, Pete.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Before we get into some really cool stuff happening with Main Street and season 4 and all that kind of stuff, let's knock out this popcorn stuff. So what kind of movies typically does John McGivern like? Do you have a favorite genre, John?
No, I'll sit down and watch anything. In fact, we were at the movies yesterday, my partner Steve and I, because, in fact, I'm doing nothing these days. And we hadn't seen Wicked until yesterday in the movie theater, and we knew it was leaving. I don't want to talk about Wicked tonight. I do want to talk about another one. But we like to go, and we like to go for the matinees because they're $7.
Yeah.
And so yesterday we saw Wicked, which I thought was kind of remarkable in the movie. But can I tell you the one I'd love to talk about?
Yeah, for sure.
A Real Pain. Have you seen it?
I have seen A Real Pain, and I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Did you talk about it on the air?
Just a very little bit a couple weeks ago, right after I saw it. I thought initially when I saw it, John, I made the mistake. You know, all these nominees kind of run together, and I thought it was up for Best Picture. It's not, but Kieran Culkin is up for Best Actor, and he was great, and so was Jesse Eisenberg.
In fact, I so enjoy Jesse Eisenberg, only for the fact that I knew that he wrote it.
Yeah,
I knew that he directed it. I knew that he wanted to play the other role. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No,
that's the role he wanted to play. But the producer was like, no,
isn't that crazy?
That's not going to happen. You're going to play the role that he did. And I just thought he was so understatedly brilliant. And I thought the movie stayed with me. I saw it a couple weeks ago and I've been talking about it for a couple weeks. And
yeah.
I talk about a family and talk about funny and tender and lovely and history. And I loved almost every moment of it. And Kieran was remarkable. So.
He was. I will say this, John, and I'm not really disagreeing, but he was very similar to his character in Succession. But he plays that role so good. Like, you're right. He was really good. And I could see why he got an Oscar nod. But I'm kind of with you. I feel like Jesse Eisenberg, he just has such a great expressive face. He always looks like he's kind of in pain. And you're always trying to read his mind with what he's thinking, especially when he's playing off Kieran Culkin. That's a great movie. I saw it and I liked it. Yeah. So what did you think of Wicked? I thought Wicked was a spectacle. I liked it. But I'd be surprised if it won Best Picture, and I don't know why I'm saying that.
I don't think it will. I think it should win anything that has to do with the art of making a movie. Like, it was a spectacular spectacle. You know, you look at those numbers with hundreds of people on sets that were like, who? I must be just a basic man, because who thinks and really sits down and says, this is what I think that opening shot should look like. I'm like, I'm a simple guy.
No, I'm
so
with you.
I thought it was a great movie, but not the best movie.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I thought it definitely should have gotten nominated. In fact, of all the Best Picture nominees, John, I will say I like them all for a certain reason, but none of them really jump out at me as like I haven't seen I'm Still Here. And I haven't seen The Brutalist. Those are the two I still have to see. And those both sound like Oscar films to me. These other ones, like even A Complete Unknown, really liked it. But I'm like, okay, maybe that could win or maybe this could win. Anora, Best Picture? I don't know.
No. No, it'll be interesting year to see where they go and what they, you know, because it's really kind of a crapshoot for any of them. But as you said, I'm not sure what will. But the fact that Ariana Grande, like, I loved her. I liked her more than I liked Cynthia. Like, I just thought that role is really is kind of specific, and she made it broader than I thought. And I thought she was charming and I loved her in it.
Yeah, so. I agree. I thought she stole the film in a lot of ways. So let's talk about your movie viewing experience, John. Do you prefer to go to the theater? Do you have a chair you like to sit at home and kind of curl up with some snacks? What's your approach to movie watching?
As a kid, that's all we did was go to the theater. And I'm from the east side of Milwaukee. So we went to the historic Oriental Theater.
Nice.
That's where I saw everything growing up. It was 9 blocks from our house. And on Sunday, my father would give us 50 cents. And we'd walk down. So that's where I saw everything as a kid. The Sound of Music, the Oriental Theater, the quarter to pay a quarter for snacks. And the snacks that we bought were always like a box of Red Hots. Because Red Hots, there were a lot of them, and it could last you. A Slow Poke. Do you remember a Slow Poke?
Yes. Like a Tootsie Roll, right? Sort of?
A big Tootsie Roll on a stick that would take you the whole movie to eat, unless you were me, and made your way through it. Milk Duds is what we always got as kids at the Oriental. And a Jawbreakers, you know. We didn't have enough money to buy the popcorn and the soda, so we would get the nickel candy buy a couple of those boxes. But the Oriental Theater, which is still today,
beautiful,
you know, now blocks from where I live in downtown Milwaukee, and it's about 9 blocks from where I live on the other side. You know, so the Oriental is the middle of where I live now and where I lived as a kid. So it's great.
Such a beautiful theater. That's great. What about when you're sitting at home, John? Do you have a different snack for like when you binge watch TV or when you watch movies at home?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. There you go.
With a Whirly. You know the Whirly?
No. What's a Whirly?
It's the popcorn maker that has you put in your a quarter of a cup of popcorn, and you fill that quarter of a cup with the oil, and you put it into the Whirly. You put the top of the Whirly, and then you turn it.
Nice.
And it's got something on the bottom. It takes like 3.5 minutes to pop the entire batch, and it makes the best popcorn. So we'll do that on a movie night. Otherwise, when we're watching TV on a regular basis, we don't do it. But if we're like tonight, we're watching, boom, we'll make the popcorn.
You got to make it an event, and that's perfect. I love that. And what kind of shows does John McGivern binge at home when you're not watching a movie? Do you have a TV show you guys like to watch or that you're into?
We're in the middle. We just finished all 5 seasons of. So I'm on PBS. And I'm on Passport, which gives you everything.
Oh, yeah.
So all Creatures Great and Small, which I never saw from the beginning. So we watched all 5 seasons in the last 3 weeks, which is great. We just started watching Poldark. Do you know Poldark?
Yeah. Did I watch? That's been on a while, right? I think I watched it right when it came out.
I think that's 6 seasons now.
Okay.
And we look forward to... We're in the middle of the 5th season, and it's a great watch. I rather like comedies, and I rather like something really light. My partner Steve would rather watch a foreign film, and I'm kind of like I'm gonna fall asleep.
Hey, did you see Emilia Perez?
We didn't.
Okay, no. You want to talk about? All right. There is so much going on in that film, but when it comes to subtitles, you know, a lot of it's in Spanish. So they're singing in Spanish. They're talking in Spanish. If you've got the regular subtitles on, you've got English, Spanish, italicized Spanish for what the song is. It's like it's a nightmare trying to follow that movie. But I totally get what you're saying. All right. So that's great. So is your popcorn pick of the week, John, the one we just discussed before? Or do you have something? Is that what it is? Or have you not given it yet?
a real pain.
That's a real pain. Yeah. All right. We usually do that's a drum roll, like. But we jumped into it right away. And that is a great pick, folks. If you haven't seen A Real Pain, it is a really good movie to watch. So definitely check it out. And it's free to stream right now. I think I watched it, I don't know, at Prime or something like that. Didn't cost me a penny.
How often do you go, Pete? Do you go to the movies?
All right, here's my issue, John. I live in the Marinette area, as you know. You've been in my house, you know.
I've been on your porch.
You've been on my porch.
You got a great porch.
I was kicking underwear out of the way of the cameras when you entered the house. So you know exactly, you literally know all our dirty laundry. But our theater there is great, but it doesn't really, we don't get a huge variety. We get the rom-coms, the action films. There's no foreign films to speak of, very few independent films. So I typically stream. Or when I'm in Chicago or Milwaukee, I love the Oriental Theater. I'll take the opportunity to see whatever I can there. So, but mostly these days it's and that's not how I like to watch movies. I just do it because it's convenient, you know.
Yeah.
So John McGivern is my guest. He is the host of Main Streets on PBS, and I think we should turn our attention, John, to season 4. Let's talk about what you're doing. You're doing such incredible things. You're a TV rock star, possibly the most likable host in the history of television. Am I overstating that or am I understating that? I don't know. Who knows?
No, I think you're right, Pete. Completely correct.
Appreciate your honesty.
If people only knew the truth, people think, oh, he's so accessible. No, not really. Not really.
He's standoffish kind of and aloof.
A little ornery. He's old and a little crotchety.
That's funny. So what can we expect? Season 4 just dropped recently, right? Or just started. You're a few episodes in, I believe.
We're 3 episodes in tonight at 7 o'clock. Not that people should not listen to you at 7, but at 7 o'clock on your PBS station will be Frankenmuth, Michigan. Have you been to Frankenmuth? It's got the largest Christmas store in the world. And it's this Bavarian village sort of, like, I had this preconceived notion that we were going to a Christmas village, German village. And I thought we're going to Wisconsin Dells, but in the German sort of way, when in fact, it was really kind of incredibly well done. And to watch the episode, you will see a destination spot that you'll want to visit. Frankenmuth, Michigan.
That's
great.
We
did it the same week that we did Ludington. We took the Badger over.
Oh, really?
You know, the Badger, the ferry that takes you from Manitowoc to Ludington.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But, Pete, it was the week of the John McGivern bus tour. Do you know that there are people who pay to do a John McGivern go where John McGivern's gone? There were 2 buses, 48 people on each bus counted up, and they got on the Badger with us, which meant that I started working the moment we got on the Badger, man. Because there were 96 people who were like, "Hi, John."
That's like a 4-hour ride, right?
They made me call bingo. And I mean, so, but that's happened now. They did that for Around the Corner, which is the show we did for 9 years.
Yeah.
There was a John McGivern bus tour, and it's just continued through the 4 years of Main Streets.
That is so great, John. All right, Frank, it's funny. I looked at I looked at your schedule today on your website, and you have all the cities lined up. And that was like, it took me back to like the 90s when I did stand-up. I think I worked every one of those cities, so I probably had some crossover with your audience. But John McGivern is here. We have to do a very quick break, and then we'll come back with a few more minutes with John. We're talking Main Streets. They're in season 4. Such an incredible run for John as the host of several shows. And we'll talk to John a few minutes more about that when we come back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Geek Schwaba.
What are your Valentine's Day plans, ladies and gentlemen? That is our question, our Nightlight question of the night. What are your Valentine's Day plans? Reach us on the stream, the app, the old-fashioned radio, the text line. Just reach us because we'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show. John McGivern is my guest right now. He's the host of Main Streets on public television. And I would say Wisconsin Public, or I would say PBS Wisconsin, but you're kind of all over the place now, John. You guys are in like, what, 6 or 7 states now, it seems like.
We're on 32 PBS markets around the country. Yeah, that's doing well. We're really thrilled. It's the number one local show, rating-wise, of any market in the country. As far as Thursday nights go, we beat them all.
I think I remember you saying that about Around the Corner, too, which I know you're not one to toot your own horn too much, but that's pretty incredible, John. I mean, to do that with two shows, that's remarkable. You've got Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin this season, Cedar Rapids, Long Grove, Illinois, Kokomo, Indiana, West Bend, Wisconsin. It sounds like it's going to be just a great. Let me ask you, John, what's the biggest city you would go to? It seems like most of these are sort of smaller towns or small-ish. Would you guys do a big city?
We have. So if you watch this season, we did Indianapolis. We did a neighborhood in Indianapolis. We did Cathedral Hill in St. Paul. We did Northeast in Minneapolis. So we're going into the bigger cities and claiming a neighborhood. So Mass Ave or the Bottle District in Indianapolis aired a couple weeks ago, I believe. But to be honest, those are my favorite, to get into those big cities and kind of feel what it's like to a city like Indianapolis felt so much like my hometown of Milwaukee. Hmm. And sensibility wise, I thought, we're going to be in Indiana. Should I be afraid? But I wasn't. It was fine. We'll do a neighborhood in the big city.
That's a great, because a lot of those neighborhoods are like small towns anyway. Sometimes the people don't ever leave and they've got their customs, and that's just great. So let me ask you this. You've been in some pretty big movies. You were in Sheer Madness, I remember, in Chicago. That ran forever. And now you've been hosting your own show in a couple different derivations thereof, I guess. What is your favorite thing to do? Are you at home more now than you ever have been? Do you like doing bigger productions where other people write for you? What's your favorite?
I still do like my stand-up theater stuff.
Yeah.
So in fact, this Saturday, a week from Saturday, I'm in Muguanago at a 900 seat performing arts center. And I do that while we're not shooting. So we shoot from May through October. And if I had my way, I love doing the theater stuff where it's just me. I don't work with anybody but me.
Yeah.
I get into there an hour before. I make sure the lights and the sound is good. And then the people show up and I spend an hour and a half with a group of 1,000 people usually. And that's kind of my favorite thing. And it still gets me where, you know, my heart is racing before I walk out on stage, and I think every time, why do I do this? I gotta quit doing this. I hate this. I get out there and I leave and I'm like, oh my God, that was the best. So that's what I really love doing. That TV stuff is now so second nature since I've been doing it for 15 years. We've been doing a show.
Yeah, wow.
And it just takes so much more time. You know what it's like, Pete?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to make a half hour of television. Each one of those episodes is 4.5-5 days of spending time in a community.
That's fantastic. We have a couple texts here, John, that are sort of directed at you. Well, part of this one is anyway. Monica from Mount Horeb says, disregard the first part, John. She says, like the sex positive program. Thank you, Monica. That's why I'm here. She says, love John McGivern. For Valentine's Day, she will be trying to avoid her loser ex-boyfriends. The moon is full. They all come out. Well, curl up with some John McGivern. That's what I say, Monica. I mean, you can't go wrong. And then Tom from Jackson says, hi, Pete. Is John Irish? I would assume you are, John, but I don't want to answer for you.
So Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm McGivern, and my mother's maiden name was O'Fahey.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We're so Irish. Yeah.
You could get in fights with yourself after a few drinks with that being that... John, we got about a minute left. Favorite memory of Main Streets over the last four seasons? Something you want to share?
This is what people usually ask. What was your favorite?
Yeah.
And my favorite is generally wherever we are that week. So what's coming up is that we just decided on the next 13 episodes because season 5 has been given a green light. So
wow.
I think my... memories will be made again starting in May through the end of October. And we're spending 8 of the weeks in Wisconsin again. We're coming back home and only doing one episode for the other states and 8 of them in our great state of Wisconsin. So I'm looking forward to it.
They're so lucky to have you. Keep up the great work, John. It's so great. And if you ever come up this way to do another live show, give us a heads up. I'd love to have you in the studio and we can have some fun here and help you promote it. It would be a lot of fun.
That'd be great. Thanks, Pete.
All right. Have a great night. Keep watching those movies. That's John McGivern. Check out Main Streets on PBS Wisconsin. He is a bona fide, such a great host and a good guy, an even better guy. That's what they say. Where does that come from, Conrad? He's a great talent and an even better guy.
Have you
ever heard that before?
I've heard it before. I don't know where it's from, though.
All right. Let's go to the Google. All right. So we'll read some more of your texts when we come back. Civic Media's news team is going to keep you informed and tell you what you need to know. And then at 7:20 tonight, folks, Nick Watier will be here from the Green Bay Film Festival. We'll be talking about a very fun event they have coming up there with giant spiders invading the Tarleton Theater right down the street here. We'll do that at 7:20. We'll read your text when we come back, and we'll talk about one of my favorite actors, too. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Selvia.
Monday, we'll be back live. We check in with our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay. Plus, fallout from the resignations at the SDNY over dropping charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Mass layoffs in the federal government.
75,000 federal workers have accepted the administration's buyout offer to get paid until September or risk being laid off. About 3% of the federal workforce, less than the 5-10% the administration was hoping for. That offer now closed. We're learning mass layoffs for those who didn't take the offer have begun, with thousands of people expected to be let go. The Department of Education firing 40 employees hired over the last year.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The Associated Press says its sources tell it 86-year-old Andrew Lester of Kansas City, Missouri, will plead guilty Friday to shooting and wounding then 16-year-old Ralph Jarl after the teen mistakenly knocked on Lester's door. Undisclosed to what Lester will plead guilty to. A bus and a truck collided head-on near a town on the border with South Africa. 24 people killed. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's a-